This is an extended conversation with Oswego County PTEC Principal Brian Heffron about how the coronavirus outbreak and distance learning protocols have changed their program on a day-to-day basis.
So, you know, the first step that we took after learning about the impending closure of school was sort of addressing the physical needs of our students, making sure that students and their families had access to food, access to technology, calculators, paper, pencil, all those things. And once we sort of determined that those needs had been met, we started to focus more on providing students enrichment activities and classwork. You know, we recognize that in-person teaching, without that happening right now, our students face several obstacles, especially in learning new material. So our purpose when we are looking at what we can do for our students is to provide them opportunities for them to sharpen their skills, especially during a time here that PTEC is really focusing a lot on those professional skills and technical skills and other pieces like that. You know, there's a lot that we can do for our students without providing new material, but really focusing on some of the things that they already have learned. And that's sort of been our focus since we found out that schools were going to be closed for this period of time.
I want to talk a little more about the technology aspect. At this point, most high school classrooms have some level of technology, smart boards and the like. What was the process like to increase technology to the point where students can really learn and teachers can teach remotely?
So, you know, we've been pretty lucky in the sense that our students already as part of this program are exposed to a lot of educational formats that go outside of just in-person class situations. So what I mean by that is students are actively participating in Google Classroom or Blackboard. So they have lots of exposure to those things. It's an extension of their learning during a normal course of a school year. So when we had to make adjustments based on what the situation was, you know, we really focused on the things that students already were comfortable with. And that was being able to take a lot of that learning and put it on those formats that they are accustomed to. And that was a tremendous help. Obviously, there were some obstacles of, you know, making sure that all of our students had the technology to be able to get access to those formats. But once we were able to do that, we have found that students have really had a smooth transition. They are actively engaged. And it's really sort of an interesting thing because, you know, we really have our teachers that are constantly being able to connect with them on various components of what they are going through. I will tell you that teachers at this point are not just responsible really for those educational components that you traditionally might think that a school provides, but there's so many other elements that our teachers are connecting with our students on. And that could be from just daily stress that they have, maybe some anxiety that they're going through. So these are all important things that we want to continue to have our teachers be involved in our students' lives. And some of these formats that have been established that we're using right now allow that for those things to happen.
One thing that comes to mind for me, especially because you're operating in Oswego County, which in certain areas can be a bit rural, is just having reliable internet access. Has that been an obstacle, or how are you working through that?
Sure. So we have found one of the first things that we did is we conducted a survey with our students' parents to identify what their situations look like. We understand that each one of our families have unique situations. And sometimes, you know, internet that they have may not be strong internet. You know, there's a difference. a lot of times when people say they have internet, that's great. That's wonderful. But how strong that internet is, how consistent, how reliable that internet is, that's something that we have to really look at, especially if we're going to be using these online formats. The last thing we want to do is to be able to deny any student access to content based on, you know, whatever their situation is in their home. So once we identified what students had, what sort of strength their internet was, you know, we made decisions to be able to help those students out. For some students, that meant getting different computers. We had a supply of computers that we were able to loan out to these students during this time. For other students who may have had more struggle with internet issues, we provided hard copies, other formats that students could be able to use so they could continue on with their enrichment activities and continue to be a part of the process here during this time that they're off from school.
You mentioned this. Teaching really is one of those professions that is a lifestyle in a lot of ways. So much of your time in and out of the classroom is spent with students or with students in mind. Have you heard from the teachers about how they're coping so far?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that oftentimes we are focusing, and rightfully so, on students' health, physical health, mental health. One of the things that we have looked at is to ensure that our teachers, who we know are going through obviously some very similar situations with stress and anxiety, that we're looking out for them as well. We just had a faculty meeting the other day. It was a remote faculty meeting. We were all online and checking in on each other. And I spent, you know, probably a good 40 minutes of that meeting just going around the virtual room, so to speak, and just asking everybody to kind of share how things were going. You know, and that could have been related to checking into students. But for a lot of our teachers, that was sort of an opportunity for them to sort of just talk about what they're experiencing. And, you know, having teachers be able to acknowledge that this is not obviously an easy time period, but we are all sort of going through some similar experiences, I think is a good step. It's very important that we are taking care of everyone. And that includes our teaching staff, because they are working very hard to be able to connect with our students. And we want to make sure that they are supported and that they have their needs being met as well.
In that vein, many parents and caregivers have become almost teachers' aides in a way. Have you heard feedback from how they're handling this remote learning situation?
Yes, we actually have. I will say that the majority of the phone calls that I receive now from parents are asking about how they can, you know, support their child with more of what we are doing in terms of the classroom experience for them. You know, I've had parents obviously call and say some great compliments to our teaching staff, saying, you know, I don't know how you could do something like this all the time, you know. And then we've get some parents who are really saying, you know, I've had some great conversation, I've had some great connections with my child, I've been more involved in their educational life than I ever have. And, you know, this has really opened my eyes up to sort of some of the things that they are exposed to and some of the struggles that they have. And I think one of the things that we really need to do when we return back to the classroom is that we keep some of those connections going. You know, having a student and a parent in a household, more so than maybe they're used to, and allowing them to sort of experience some of these things together, I think there's an opportunity here to really sort of allow parents to look at their child and say, not only is it important that I have a role in their educational component of their life, but also my child is willing to allow me to have that relationship. You know, school districts are always trying to reach out and find ways for parents to get involved. I think that one of the positives that will come out of this experience is that we are going to have a group of parents who really have had to go through an experience where they have been just sort of been aware of the things that students face.
I know that as part of all of this, you had to postpone signing day, where students are recognized for the jobs they have lined up this summer while they're still in school at local manufacturing companies. How are you just guiding the students through this time of what seems like uncertainty?
You know, I think that the biggest thing is that this is a life experience. Certainly, it's unique. This is something that not only they have not experienced, but generations prior to them have not experienced. I think one of the great things that we stress here at PTEC is flexibility. And you have to be able to be flexible to the situations and the circumstances that surround you. We talk about this in the classroom. Our industry partners will come in and they'll speak about the experiences they have at the workplace. But for them to actually go through this experience and be able to see how they function, I think that's one of the things that we can always look at and say, this is a takeaway. And we're here to support them through that growth. We know that they will stumble. We know that they are going to have to fight through some challenges to be able to move through this. But I think just the experience in general is something that they're going to be able to walk away with. And I truly feel when they sit down for an interview and they are asked about how, you know, how do they show flexibility? How do they rise up to challenges? This is something that they're going to be able to look back on and talk about and share how they responded. And I think that is a win-win for everyone.
How are you personally working through all of these changes?
My phone is with me at all times. I'm getting calls, obviously, from all sorts, from students, from parents, from teachers. And the one thing that I am doing is I am listening more. I'm letting people, you could say, vent or get things off of their mind. You know, there's a lot of built-up frustration, uncertainty. Just having somebody on the other line to listen and hear what they have to say before, you know, responding, I think is something that I have learned to do. And I think that many of the stakeholders that are affiliated with PTAC appreciate. And then also for my own good is having somebody listen to my frustrations. And I think that's what's really important, I think, with everybody right now, is being able to maintain connections with others. Physically, we may not be able to do everything as we used to do before. Technology is a blessing right now, and that we are able to connect with others through other means. And that is sort of how we are moving through this.
I know things are likely busy for you. Thanks so much for taking the time, Brian.
Thank you very much.